17 and come live with me. That's it, 4 minutes to one. Casey Kasem's next after the news with Dave Johnson and the American Top 40 show through until 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock till six, it's Greg Cochran to take you through until 6 o'clock here on NOVA 738 and 102.7 FM. Me, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to settle you into a new day and a new week. So from Clever Trevor, see you tomorrow morning at nine. Have a nice day. Ta-da.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Goes to Hollywood at the RDS Dublin on Tuesday the 12th of March. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Tickets from Golden Discs.
Get on down to Sunday night at Disco Nova. There's a happy hour between 8 and 9 when all pints and spirits are just £1. Yes, £1. The Boogie Bus will be leaving Trinity at 10 on its way to Dublin's classiest night spot. And ladies, there's free admission for you before 11 o'clock. Sunday night, it's all happening at Disco Nova, Nova Park, Stocking Lane, Rathbarnham.
We asked businessmen how they found choosing the right microcomputer. They said, The critics, however, sound a lot more positive, thanks to the Olivetti M24.
Much faster than the IBM. Fiercely competitive,
said Personal Computer Magazine.
Very competitively priced.
Micro Decision.
Significantly higher performance.
Personal Computer World.
Faster and more powerful than the IBM PC.
Practical Computing. Try the Olivetti M24. You'll soon be singing its praises.
See the full range of Olivetti office equipment at DAMS Dale Street, Liverpool, or phone 227-2861.
Today's styling. Personal attention. And now, special offers in perming and highlighting. All at Peter Mark.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm David Johnson. Good afternoon. Murder detectives in Cork have started an investigation into the death of Miss Madge Byrne in her late 70s and lived alone in Beecher Street, Mallow. Gardaí said that the caravan in which the woman lived had its windows broken and the contents of it had been disturbed. The state pathologist will also be investigating the matter. There's been more violence in India, where three people have been killed and six others injured. The violence started at a demonstration outside a textile factory at Kalyan near Bombay in western India. Police retaliated using batons and gunshot when the workers from the factory started to throw stones. 35 policemen were hurt. Three people have died as a result of house fires in West Yorkshire today in two separate incidents. In the first, two people died at a house in Bramley, Leeds, where the house was badly damaged. In the second, an elderly man died after being taken from a blazing house at Fitzwilliam near Wakefield. Finally, the well-known journalist James Cameron has died at the age of 73. Mr. Cameron had been ill with a chest infection for some time and became well-known as a foreign correspondent in his earlier years. Later, he became renowned as a broadcaster. James Cameron was named Foreign Correspondent of the Decade back in 1966 and was made a CBE in 1979. Weather forecast now for all areas, becoming mild and windy with rain locally. There may be some sleet or snow, but there will also be some sunny spells, and there will be some gale force south to southeast winds later on in the day, the high at the moment 3 degrees. That's the Nova News and Weather. Next news in an hour.
Radio Nova.
You're listening to American Top 40 on Radio Nova, Dublin.
Entangled in your web, whispers in the night. I'm captured by your spell. Oh yes, I'm touched by this show of emotion. Should I be fractured by your lack of devotion?
Number 29, falling 9 notches on American Top 40 from the LP Private Dancer, that's Better Be Good to Me.
Well, we're just 1 week away from the countdown of the year. Our exclusive American Top 40 ranking of the 100 most popular songs of 1984. We'll say hello to the new year by counting down the pop music highlights of the year gone by. Be with us, won't you? New Year's weekend. Now, in our weekly countdown, we're up to number 28. This is Dan Hartman's third Top 40 solo hit. It appears to have peaked last week at number 25. It's at number 28 now. We Are the Young.
We're the ones with the runaway eyes. We're the ones who can improvise.
Old, born and raised in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, making his home in Connecticut. He's at number 28, falling three notches with We Are the Young. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from the friendliest school bus driver in Gresham, Oregon.
The hits from coast to coast.
Come and see Everything But the Girl in concert.
If you ever feel the time to drop me a loving rhyme.
Everything But the Girl in concert at the TV Club, Wednesday next, the 30th of January. Doors open 8 p.m. Tickets from Golden Discs.
Ready for retirement or a complete change? Fed up with this awful cold weather? Grand Sol, the leading Spanish property consultant in Northern England, can help and advise you about the many different types of property for sale in Southern Spain. Did you know the World Health Organization described the Costa Blanca as an almost perfect environment? Visit Grand Sol's exhibitions in Blackpool, Burnley or Preston, featuring over 20 exciting new developments of villas and apartments, ranging in price from £8,000 to £80,000. For venue details and free color brochures, ring Preston 25587 now. That's Preston 25587.
Ireland isn't all leprechauns and shamrock, although it's that too. Ireland is one of the youngest and most progressive members of the European family. It's a country of contrasts. Vast expanses of golden beach in the west, beautiful lakes, the most breathtaking scenery anywhere. And then there's the other side of Ireland. Modern hotels, discos, theatres, and just plain good crack. Come and see Ireland. You'll not only be surprised, you'll be welcome.
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. There are some music writers who have guessed that Don Henley's new song, The Boys of Summer, might be about Henley's old band, The Eagles. But Don Henley says, nope, the song is about love and where the generation of the 60s might be going. He says, quote, it's about the way the peace and love generation has grown up to become coffee achievers. End of quote. At number 27, here's Don Henley and The Boys of Summer.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, so I know you're not
you.
birthday song, number 27, third week in the countdown. It moves up two notches. That's Don Henley and the Boys of Summer from the LP, Building the Perfect Beast. This is American Top 40 coming to you from Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is from a man in Green Forest, Arkansas. He wants to dedicate a song to some very young, old friends of his. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, my name is Guy. I'm 24 and have listened to your show for years. I often wondered what I would write if I ever wrote to you. Well, this fall, it became very clear. I drove a school bus in Gresham, Oregon for 2.5 years for the Gresham and Orient school districts. I can't say I enjoyed every minute of it, but the good times far outnumbered the hard. My bus was number 44. On my bus, I was known as Guy Smiley, after the Sesame Street character. I loved my kids and know that most of them felt the same towards me. I'm in Arkansas now, studying and working for our church. I didn't really realize how much I missed them all until this school year started. We were truly good friends. I carried a cassette player on my bus and had a certain tape that I played for the kids. I'd really like to dedicate I Love Rock and Roll, which was the undeniable favorite on that tape. It would close the miles between us and let them know that Guy Smiley still thinks about them and loves them and misses them very much. Thank you. Sincerely, Guy. Guy, here's your long-distance dedication.
Been about 17. Strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me.
The number one song from 1982, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. A long-distance dedication from Guy in Arkansas, who used to drive a school bus in Oregon, to all his former passengers. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
KC's Coast to Coast. Radio
American Top 40.
American Top 40 originates in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. And now we're up to the latest hit by an act with a very good chance of placing several songs among the top 100 of 1984. After all, Huey Lewis and the News scored with 4 top 10 hits during the year. Their latest hit is at number 26 this week, Huey Lewis and the News with Walking on a Thin Line.
Sometimes in my bed at night, I curse the dark and I pray for the light. And sometimes the light's no consolation.
American Top 40 falling from 18 where it peaked last week to number 26, Walking on a Thin Line. A listener in Mississippi wants to know, what woman has written or co-written the most top 10 hits on which she was the singer? Well, the leader in that category by a wide margin is a woman whose career started at the height of the disco period. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast. Radio, Nova.
Shattered windscreen, door, or vent glass? Get rapid service from the experts, plus the fabulous range of all-weather sunroofs and roof racks. All-weather truck and auto glass replacements. Grand Canal Key Branch open all day Sunday. Late night opening Thursday and Friday till 8:30 p.m. Get on down to Sunday night at Disco Nova. There's a happy hour between 8 and 9 when all pints and spirits are just £1. Yes, £1. The Boogie Bus will be leaving Trinity at 10 on its way to Dublin's classiest night spot. And ladies, there's free admission for you before 11 o'clock. Sunday night, it's all happening at Disco Nova, Nova Park, Stocking Lane, Rathbarnham.
Taffy's Carpets of Merseyside and North Wales, famous carpet sale on now. Every carpet to clear, with great savings such as 12-foot wide, heavy domestic quality Axminster, reduced to an unbeatable price of only £6.99 per square yard. And if you live within 20 miles of our branch, we'll fit it free. Only at Taffy's Cut Price Carpets.
Excuse me, do you listen to Radio Nova?
Say it.
Yes, I do. And why do you listen to Radio Nova?
Say it.
Because Radio Nova play the best music. Well, you've just won yourself £10, would you believe?
Oh. Say it.
Don't suppose you haven't written down that you listen to Radio Nova?
I do, because I heard it yesterday morning and I wrote it down there. Say it.
Nova play the best music. Well, I think you've won yourself 25. Congratulations.
Whoa. Radio Nova is back on the streets again, trying to give away thousands of pounds. Remember, if you're asked, why do you listen to Radio Nova, say it.
Radio Nova play the best music.
And you'll win yourself £10. If you have it written down, you'll get £25. Nova, back on the streets, trying to lay thousands of pounds worth of ready on you.
The best music on Radio Nova. American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them, AT40 counts them down. And here's a song by the man whose recent number one hit helped start a minor national name fad, the Buster Fad, started by the smash movie and song called Ghostbusters. Since then, we've seen Reagan Busters and Mondale Busters during the election, along with lots of Price Busters. And Ray Parker's latest album, Chart Busters. From that album, here's Ray Parker at number 25 with Jamie.
Jamie used to be my girl. She used to be my girl. It's hard to imagine her with someone else besides myself. Watch what you say about Jamie.
Thank you.
week in the countdown, moving up two notches to number 25 this week, Ray Parker Jr. on American Top 40 with Jamie. Now, let's answer that question about female singer-songwriters. Daryl Mount of Gulfport, Mississippi wants to know, what female singer has had the most top 10 hits that she wrote or co-wrote? Well, the leaders in that category include some of the most successful female singers in chart history. Let's count down the top five. In a tie for fourth place, with three top 10 hits each that they sang and either wrote or co-wrote, are Deborah Harry of Blondie and Carly Simon. In a tie for second place, with four top 10 hits each, are Stevie Nicks and Carole King. And in first place, way out in front, with eight top 10 hits she either wrote or co-wrote, is a woman whose career started at the height of the disco period. She became the queen of disco. But unlike a lot of other disco stars, her career has managed to survive well into the 80s. She either wrote or co-wrote and sang Love to Love You Baby, I Feel Love, Heaven Knows, Bad Girls, Dim All the Lights, On the Radio, The Wanderer, and She Works Hard for the Money. Eight top 10 hits sung and written or co-written by Donna Summer. And there's your answer, Daryl. Donna Summer has written or co-written more top 10 hits that she's also sung on than any other female singer-songwriter. Interesting question. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 24.
This week, Maureen Jackson, who answers to Reedy, climbs four notches with her recent top five soul hit. Here's Centipede.
Don't you know, in the quiet of the night,
American Top 40, she's at number 24, moving up four notches, sixth week in the countdown with her first chart single, written and produced by brother Michael Jackson. That's Centipede. 23 big ones to number one as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast. The sound of Europe. Radio Nova.
Dublin's a great city to visit. There's so much to see and do. Visit the Liberties, take in the magnificence of Christchurch Cathedral, or maybe check out the National Museum and Trinity College with the Book of Kells. And then there's the shops. And remember, your pound sterling goes a long way further in Dublin. And nightlife? There's theatre, fine restaurants, and music, music, music. Live traditional and folk, or maybe you prefer rock. And you want a boogie? Then try one of the top-flight nightclubs around the city. Dublin, for a weekend or a little longer. Come over and see us. We'll make sure there's a welcome on the mat. Ask your travel agent for more details about a break in Dublin, the capital of the greenest country in the world.
Friday, September 28th, 1984. 10 minutes to five in the afternoon. Ireland is in suspense. Radio Nova plays Joe Jackson, You Can't Get What You Want, Susanna, The Art Company, and Sunshine Reggae by Laidback. In Walkinstown, Dublin, Ruth Bissett reaches for the phone. 1 hour and 30 minutes later, Ruth's patience is rewarded.
You did it. What did we do? We did indeed play the three records. What is your name?
Ruth Bissett.
Ruth, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Walkinstown.
From Walkinstown?
Yes.
Ruth, are you sitting down?
Yes.
You are caller number 50.
Oh, gee.
You have just won £5,000 in cash from Radio Nova.
Ruth Bissett, £5,000 richer in Europe's biggest ever radio cash giveaway from 102.7 FM and 738 AM. Radio Nova.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like 95X WGSX, Hato Rey, Puerto Rico, 96 KKFM, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and 94 WKTI, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. At number 23 is a woman from Bells Hill, Scotland, Sheena Easton. She tumbles six notches with Strut. Top 40, her ninth Top 40 hit falls from 17 to 23 this week from the LP A Private Heaven, that's Strut. We're counting down to a group who went from zero popularity to headliner status so fast they couldn't get other bands to open their concerts because other bands didn't know who they were. It's the band that's part English and part American. And their 13th Top 40 hit is coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Hicks and Holidays hit the hot spot.
Hicks and Holidays have unbeatable value in 1985 summer sunshine. Enjoy the world's most popular resorts. Ibiza, Mallorca, the Costa del Sol, Portugal, the Canaries, or Yugoslavia at better than ever prices. Superb accommodation, daylight flights, and friendly personal service make Hicks and Holidays the one to choose in 85. Hicks and Holidays, they're unbeatable.
So come on, hit the hot spots with Hicks and Holidays. Hicks and Holidays.
To hit the hot spots this summer, phone Hicks and Holidays at 729-444 or contact your ITAA agent.
We're going to disco. Nova Land, we feel real right.
Come on and join us on the Boogie Bus.
The Boogie Bus goes there. Ain't no need to get uptight.
You get to disco, no room with no fuss.
10 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We leave from outside Trinity, everything's all right.
The Boogie Bus, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, outside Trinity at 10.
Get on the Boogie Bus.
Colgate New Blue Minty Gel. Now there are two Colgates. Nobody's working harder for zero fillings.
You've got new windows, Carol.
Yes, Joan, don't they look good? And they're double glazed.
But I've got double glazing, and I've got condensation. How come you haven't any?
Oh, I chose Red Rose and the latest thermal break system designed to minimise condensation. Things have changed a lot since you got your windows. Ring Red Rose on 531-6333 for some up-to-date information.
Mm, I think I will. You know, the idea's grown on me.
Oh, I think Rose is grown.
Red Rose Windows, Lancashire's number one.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're up to the first duet now by Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire and Phil Collins of Genesis. How did they get together? Well, back in 1981, Phil Collins went to an Earth, Wind & Fire concert. He was so impressed with them that he used the band's horn section on several of his album cuts. Then Earth, Wind & Fire's Philip Bailey went to see Phil Collins in concert. And he was so impressed, he asked Collins to produce his latest album. And that led to their duet. Here are Philip Bailey and Phil Collins at number 22 with Easy Lover.
Girl, you're
The song is Easy Lover, sung by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins on American Top 40. They move up 8 notches to number 22, third week in the countdown. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to the latest hit by the act who went from zero popularity to headliner status so fast they couldn't get opening acts for their concerts because other bands didn't know who they were. This band of Englishmen and Americans formed in 1976. In 1977, they put out their first album and went on a two-week tour to promote it. At the time, they were the opening act for the Doobie Brothers. Well, that two-week tour stretched into 7 months on the road, and by the time that tour was over, that opening act was no longer opening. They had become headliners themselves. That's because in 3 short months, they had scored with a number 4 single, Feels Like the First Time, and a smash debut album that went to number 4 on the album chart. An album titled Foreigner, by the band called Foreigner. But their whirlwind success caused an unexpected problem. Here was Foreigner with both a top 5 single and album. They were one of the hottest new concert attractions in the country, but they couldn't find any established opening acts. When other acts were approached about opening, they said, "Why should we? Who are they and what have they done?" Foreigner's drummer, Dennis Elliott, says, "It was frightening. Some groups take 4-5 years to be a headliner. We did it in 3 months." These days, Foreigner is truly an established group and have no trouble at all finding opening acts. They do the choosing. Their 13th Top 40 hit is at number 21 this week. Foreigner and I Want to Know What Love Is.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb, feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine, it keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't
32 to 21, the biggest mover in the countdown, 11 notches. I Want to Know What Love Is. It's from the LP, Agent Provocateur. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. We're counting down the week's 40 biggest hits, and we're 20 hits away from number one. We'll continue in a moment.
Something so right, go so wrong. Stickers are free for nothing. They cost filch. All you have to do is send a stamp addressed envelope to P.O. Box 1433 Dublin 2. We'll send you one back, and you can stick it wherever you like.
They're so groovy, be like the star of a movie. You like our wonderful, fabulous Nova stickers. Send off right away, like today.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm David Johnson. Good afternoon. Gorda forensic experts have begun their search for the cause of the gas explosion at a luxury apartment site in Dorky, South County Dublin. The explosion at the luxury apartment block Bailey View on the Harbour Road happened at about 20 minutes past 10 last night. The three occupants of the apartments were all out at the time. They were the owner of the apartments, Mr. Tony O'Reilly, the independent newspaper chairman, and also the president of the Heinz Food Company. Father Joseph Dunn also resided in the apartments. At present, Father Dunn is in South America. Father Dunn works at Ryark Films in Booterstown, County Dublin, which is commissioned by RTE. The third occupant is Miss Louise Burrett, an employee at the British Embassy. Explosion occurred in Father Dunn's apartment, and it's expected that it was caused by a small gas cylinder. It's been confirmed that it was not a mains gas leak that caused the explosion. The meeting between the Austrian Defense Minister Frechenschlager and the Nazi war criminal Walter Riedau has caused chaos at the opening of the World Jewish Congress. Chancellor Sinowitz had condemned the meeting, which was described as devastating. The mood of the conference is said to be furious. A young man died yesterday after falling 150 feet from Snowdon in Wales. The man was on a footpath, but he slipped and fell. Later, he was rescued by an RAF helicopter and brought to hospital in Bangor. He was dead on arrival. He's been named as 20-year-old Michael Walton from Leicester. Michael was in a party of six from a Leicester college. Finally, the American space shuttle Discovery is expected back at Cape Canaveral this evening after its secret three-day military mission. NASA said that it successfully launched its cargo, which is thought to be a spy satellite. The weather forecast now for all areas, becoming mild and windy with rain occasionally. There may be some sleet or snow, but there will also be some sunny spells. And there'll be some gale force south to southeast winds later on in the day, and the high at the moment 3 degrees. That's the Nova News and Weather. Next news in an hour.
The sound of Europe, Radio Nova.
And the countdown continues now on American Top 40 with the 20 hottest hits in the USA still to come. I'm Casey Kasem, and on we go.
Number 20.
Up two notches, the Cars.
Hello. Hello again. Hello. Hello again.
Survey song number 20, moving up two notches, seventh week in the countdown from the LP Heartbeat City. That's The Cars and Hello Again. You know, once they've made it, some recording artists go out and buy that new car or make a down payment on that new house, but not super rock star Bob Seger. Bob's big breakthrough came in 1977 with his album Night Moves. He says, "What I did when I got my first big windfall of money was I completely ignored it. I said, this has nothing to do with rock and roll and writing. That's something writer Dashiell Hammett said in the movie Julia when his wife, writer Lillian Hellman, said, 'Dash, I want to buy a mink coat.' He said, 'Go ahead, but just remember, it has nothing to do with writing.' And Bob Seger went on to say, 'And I thought I'd just stick the money in the bank and forget it.'" End of quote. Here's the man with no dollar signs in his eyes, Bob Seger, at number 19, Understanding.
It seems like only yesterday I didn't have a clue. I stood alone now.